Thank you for calling customer service. My name is D. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
I don't even know if I have an account, but my zip code is 41102.
Bear with me just a moment while I try to locate your information.
Well, I was calling because I had a charge for something, and I didn't think I ordered it, and my card was actually shut down because of it. So I don't think I have an account.
What's your first and last name?
I really don't want to give you any information. I'm extremely leery. My name is Mary Denny, MerryDenny.
Yep. Verify your address for me, Ms. Denny.
2652 Iroquois Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky, 41102.
Thank you so much for that information. Looking over the account, I see that you did business with a company called Elevair Face Cream.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Looks as if an order was placed for two products where shipping and handling was paid $14.15 on March the 17th.
Okay. I got something through my drugstore, CVS, that said, you're a valuable customer, and you can get this one of these free items. And I picked one of them, and they said all I had to do was pay the shipping and handling. And so I did that, but I do not want to order anything else. I do not want any other items. And I have not purchased anything else with whatever company you said.
Okay.
So I just want to cancel, even though I didn't think I signed up for anything. I want to cancel, and I want a cancellation code, please.
All right. So let me just go over some information while I have you on the line. The company that you did business with, it was on a 14-day trial. They allow you to try out their products for 14 days for free before you charge for the face cream and eye serum. That company specializes in skincare products. Those products increase collagen, reduce wrinkles and fine lines, and gets rid of dark circles. And I do see that your account was attempted to be charged by the company to collect the payments for the products that you have. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to call CVS. That was my pharmacy, and I got something that said it was free. So
yeah, it was a free 14-day trial. That was the free offer.
Yeah, that's not what it said. But
okay.
So I want to cancel that.
All right. Now I have a couple of questions that I need to go over prior to starting that process. Would you be interested and reordering this product?
No.
Okay. Would you be interested in extending this account for an additional 16 days?
Doing what for the
extending
account?
Extending this account.
Extending.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. And would you be interested in a 35% discount on future orders?
No.
Okay. So did you actually like the product when you tried it, or did you try it?
I haven't even used it. Nope.
Are you going to consider using it?
No, probably not. I'm really disgusted in this whole situation.
Okay. All right, so I went ahead and got that cancellation order in the process. You receive an email cancellation and an email address that you have on file with us. Was there any other questions or concerns?
I do need the cancellation code. Can you give that to me, please?
All right, it will be sent to you within 24 to 48 hours. Give me a moment.
Okay.
The email address that we have on file for you is marydenny@hotmail.com.
Yes.
Okay.
But I still need that number, please.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
C like Charlie. 64,
okay.
D as in David, 69, B like boy, 7639.
7639. Okay, C64D, 69B, 7639. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, well, I really appreciate this. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.